People with a mutation in their cancers, abbreviated RET, may benefit from an agent called sepercatinib. Two studies in the New England Journal of Medicine report. William Nelson, director of the Kimmel Cancer Center at Johns Hopkins, describes the findings.
They reported on two different studies. One of them for a rarish kind of cancer, medullary thyroid cancer, it very often arises as part of an inherited syndrome where people get more than one cancer of this endocrine kind of organs. In that one, the responses were stunning. The other trial that was reported, there are defects in these RET genes, acquired defects in many different cancers, although it's not a very common one. One group of them were so-called non-small cell lung cancers. And in that case, the drug was also incredibly effective for those people.
Nelson says the number of drugs that target specific mutations is increasing. That's good news for people with cancers of all types and argues for genetic analysis of tumors. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.